This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Revelation here on WGOD. We're actually here in my sermons that I preach on Sunday mornings at the church that I pastor. Many of you know, it's Island Community. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We only have one service right now. We'll be back with a Wednesday night here coming up sometime soon. But in the meantime, you're hearing something I just preached last week. It's entitled, The King is Coming. We're finally looking at the return of the Lord Jesus, who's coming back, who the Apostle John once again calls, as he did in his gospel, the Word of God. His name is called the Word of God. He's coming riding back on a white horse, and he's going to slay all the unbelievers with the word of his mouth. This is the last part of this message. At the rest of this week, we'll be back with some more of what will be the sign of your coming. This weekend, Sunday morning, I just wrapped up my sermon this morning. It is entitled, The Great White Throne Judgment. We're up to chapter 20 this weekend. But here now, the last part of this message, hallelujah, the King is coming.
Instead of saying, peace be still, or talitha kumi, he's going to say, drop dead. You won't spit in his eye when he returns. You won't beat him to a pulp. You won't pull out his beard. You won't string him up on a cross. There'll be no manger, no crib for a bed. Little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. He's coming back with power and in great glory. He won't be subject to anyone when he comes back. He won't be at anyone's mercy when he comes back. We'll be at his mercy. Blessed are all those that are worthy to escape all these things, he said. He's coming back with power and great glory, and you are either for him or you're against him. You decide. You're either coming back with him, if this is after you've left this world, or he'll slay you here on planet Earth. Verse 17, then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God. See, now there's a different feast. We had ours in heaven. Our stomachs are full. Now it's time for the birds to eat. Verse 18, but come and gather together for the supper of the great God so that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them. And look at the rest of verse 18, and the flesh of all people, free and slave. Small and great, ain't not buying your way out of this one. Your prestige isn't going to save the birds from eating you, or your name, or how much money you have, or who you know. You know, like when these Hollywood people get busted for drunk driving, they say, "Do you know who I am?" That's not going to work. The flesh of all people, free, slave, small, and great. And I saw the beast. Remember, that's the Antichrist. I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Can you believe that? Here is General Custer's last stand. The Antichrist is actually going to take on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like David told us thousands of years earlier. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Listen to what David wrote. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the nations rage? Why do the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his, Greek word, Christos. Hebrew word, Messiah, Mashiach, translated anointed. It's what Christ means. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his Christ, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces. Let us cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure." That's Psalm 2, 1 through 5. Verse 20. Then the beast was captured, and with him, notice the personal pronouns. Many times I read and people say, well, the Antichrist isn't a person, it's a world system. Or a country. Notice the personal pronouns. Then the beast was captured. Captured is the Greek word piazzo. It means arrested. This is a person. That's why it calls him him. You can't arrest a country. Then the beast was apprehended. And with him, the false prophet. It's the first time the Bible names his henchmen. Then the beast was apprehended, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. Remember that too. All those that received the mark, hear me, all those that received the mark of the beast at the end of the age are deceived into doing it. They're misled. They're tricked. They're deceived, the same as Eve was when Eve said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." These are going to be deceived by this man calling fire down out of heaven, by breathing life into this thing. People are going to be deceived into doing this. That's what the Bible says. Then the beast was apprehended, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those that received the mark and those who worshiped his image. These two, T-W-O, these are two people, not world systems. They're not figurative for something else. These are two literal people, Antichrist, false prophet. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Those are the first two inhabitants of the lake of fire, the Antichrist and the false prophet. Verse 21, and the rest, that's everyone else, the rest were killed with the sword that proceeded from the mouth of him that sat on the horse. Who's that? It's Jesus. The rest, other than two people, the rest. There's 4.3 billion people in the world. The rest were killed with the sword that proceeded from the mouth of him that sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. Wow. Lord God Almighty, we're done for today. This is it with this chapter. My question is your name in the book? You know, this reminds me of the beginning of the book. Remember when we got started in chapter 1, verse 7? It says, "Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will wail when they see him coming in the clouds." Remember that? And I asked, would that be your response when Jesus comes back? If he was to come back today on your way home, would you look up and wail and cry in distress? Of course not. But these people, they're going to look up and then they're going to look down and they're going to see 666 on their hand, and then they're going to wail. And then they're going to realize and recognize they've been deceived. They've been deceived by the enemy into taking the mark. This is why Jesus calls us blessed. If you read and understand, read this book and take it to heart. Blessed are those who read and hear and keep the things written in it. Amen? Is your name in the book? Will you return with him? Or will the birds eat your flesh when he returns? Other than the first two that get thrown into the lake of fire, it says the rest were killed with the sword that proceeded from the mouth that him that sat on the throne. Do you love the truth? Or do you reject the truth? Remember the charge and the command, the word spoken over all of you. God loves you. God loves you and wants to redeem you back to himself. All you have to do is receive the Lord Jesus. Same as what happened with Moses. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish. That's all you have to do is receive love. Turn and repent of sin. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's your life preserver. And by doing that, your name is written in the book. And there'll be a card right there on that table with your name written on it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching series